News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Two West of Ireland dioceses are going to lose their bishops. It's been described as the most radical change in the Irish Catholic Church structures in over 900 years. We're joined by Father David Vard, administrator even of Stradbally Parish. Father David, thanks indeed for joining us. Explain to us the significance of this announcement.
Good morning, Shane. I think it's significant because, like you said, it hasn't been done in over 900 years, the restructuring of the Irish diocese. And I think it's a great opportunity to face the reality that we're in and to maybe join forces, you know, to have dioceses which are quite small in the West to join forces and to share resources. So I think it's good news. And I think it's very positive for the future.
I'm assuming it won't be the last such reorganization. I mean, this obviously affects the Tuam diocese. I'm assuming similar things will be looked at for Armagh, for Cashel, for Dublin as well.
I think that would be correct in assuming. We don't know. We don't know what the future will bring. But I think if you look at Irish dioceses at the moment, some of them are still quite small in the north, in the east, and indeed in the south. So I think maybe going forward, there will be more amalgamations. And this isn't the first time that this has happened in Ireland. Dioceses have been amalgamated before. It's a lengthy process. So this is only the beginning of the process in the West. But I think, again, it's positive because it means that dioceses get to share resources, get to pool together and get to provide a better service.
Is it a reflection of the decline of the church's influence in Ireland, the decline of the number of people attending Mass, and also, I suppose, more significantly, the massive decline in the number of people taking up vocations?
I think that's a part of it. I don't think that's the full part of it. I think for a long time now, there's been recognition that especially in the West of Ireland, the dioceses are just too small, especially when you consider some parishes in the East are actually bigger than the dioceses in the West. And so I think that's more to do with it and realizing, you know, to operate in a modern Ireland and a modern world, that you do need to combine resources and you do need to combine people. Obviously, decline in vocations, decline in priesthood is part of it, but I don't think that's the full picture.
Fair enough. I was reading Patsy McGarry's piece in the Irish Times today. He's making the point the average age of a priest in Ireland now is in their early 70s. I mean, do you see that changing at all? Do you see an increase in vocations at any stage in the future? Or is this something that the church is going to have to ride out for quite some time?
I'd like to think there will be a change. I mean, I'm only 32, so I'm not in my 70s. I think there are obviously fewer of us who are younger, even in our 40s. I do think there's, you know, and maybe I hope I'm not naive in saying that the church goes in ebbs and flows.
I think that's vocations. A fair comment. Yeah.
Yeah, I think the vocations, if you look at Ireland, since we've had priests in Ireland, I think there's been more than there's been less at times. Even, I don't know, a statistic that was given to me a few years ago that there was less priests in Ireland before the famine than there was after the famine. So, and the population was bigger then. So I hope and pray that maybe in a couple of years' time, whether it be 20 years' time, 10 years' time or 50 years' time, that vocations will be on the increase again.
Can I ask you just finally, we were talking about this a little earlier on the show, that our belief that maybe Ireland has become a cold place for Catholicism. Do you, as a young man who is obviously religious and has a deep faith and has a vocation, I mean, do you get viewed with suspicion for that? Do your peers find it unusual?
I think there's a novelty in it. I don't think I'm viewed with suspicion.
I'm not suggesting you should be by any means. In today's more secular climate.
Yeah, I think, you know, if you look back maybe 50 years ago or even 40, 30 years ago, I wouldn't have been the only one in my year group in school who would have considered a vocation. I think obviously I was when I went forward, but I think my friends and my peer group, they say, yeah, you do you. And I say to them, yeah, you do you. And that's how we operate. And
fair enough.
As long as everyone's happy and getting on and being decent humans, you know, I would love if they found Christ, if they found God in their life. At the same time, I think they'd love if I didn't, but I think we can agree to disagree sometimes as well.
Yeah, fair enough. Father David Vard, administrator of Stroud Ballet Parish, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.